This is a put-on teenage angst video game comic opera. And to get an accolade in right at the top, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World may rival the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I know that's sticking my neck out some, but I think I'll go with it anyway. There were ginormous amounts of rocking going on a Sacramento cinema a few weeks back when I saw it. Michael Cera, in the title role, was doing his hero geek deadpan act to perfection, and to the tune of very zippy CGI and really awful garage band sounds, with babes in blue, green, and purple hair throwing their feminine guile around all over the place. Action scenes, which abound, as they say today, were awesome. When a comic book reader in my early teens, it was Batman, Superman, and Captain Marvel on my block. Had the Scott Pilgrim graphic novels of Brian Lee O'Malley, first released in 2004, been available to me when I was an annoying pubescent male, I'd have surely read them in lieu of Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent, and the Marvel family. Scott Pilgrim the movie certainly induced insomnia for me. It's Shaun of the Dead director Edgar Wright's latest picture, and it's quite a piece of contemporary opera. There are appropriately spaced arias and pretty, crappy garage band suites and overtures, greatly staged fights that produce little blood, and some really cool geek, or rather Greek, chorus action during the film's local duel of the bands to the death standoff. Scott, our intrepid geek, has been dumped by his recent girlfriend, Envy Adams. Envy, played by Sacramento native Brie Larson, is the lead singer of the nemesis of Scott's band. But heck, Scott has just fallen for the new gal in town named Ramona Flowers, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead. But in order to date Ramona, Scott must defeat Ramona's seven evil ex-boyfriends. Too bad Scott meets Ramona just as he's being given the rush by a 17-year-old high school girl named Knives Chow. Knives is so totally much younger than Scott it becomes embarrassing for him. Ellen Wong, in a refreshing and effervescent debut, plays Knives and shows she can swoon with the best of them, like teeny boppers back when the Beatles did the Ed Sullivan Show. Other members in Scott's band include Kim on drums, that's Allison Pill, whom you saw in Milk and HBO's In Treatment. Stephen Stills is on guitar, played by Mark Weber. And young Neil, the sound man, is played by Johnny Simmons, seen in the film Jennifer's Body. Apparently, nobody went for characters with names like Crosby or Nash. Others who ought to be mentioned are Anna Kendrick to Scott's older sis, Stacy, and the real villain of the piece, Gideon. He's the ultimate evil ex-boyfriend whom Scott must finally confront. He's played by Jason Schwartzman, who you'd swear must be Stanley Tucci's son or much younger brother. An insufferable impresario, Gideon refers to his nightclub where a big showdown occurs near the close of the film as a cathedral of cutting-edge taste. Too cool? Or too arrogant, I ask. Another cool thing is how this film makes it clear the relaxed way young people today are with gays and lesbians. There are no gay or lesbian love scenes except for a quick kiss between Stacy's boyfriend and Wallace, who's humorously played by Kieran Culkin. You saw him in Igby Goes Down. Wallace is gay and also Scott's roomie, but they're just platonic buds, and that gets gobs of laughs, too. Pilgrim vs. the World is rated PG-13, but the dialogue implies one particular word is spoken that would R-rate the film in a New York minute if the creative graphics and special effects didn't include the bleeping of this familiar expletive, as well as blacking out the screen just where the mouth is of the foul-speaking young lady who utters it with a certain amount of regularity. It gets a laugh every time. Lots of neat graphics are laid into the live action, imbuing Scott vs. the World with a grandiose sense of the comic book, with humorous segues from this to that. Some of those memorable fight sound words from the Batman TV series often come into view for your added enjoyment. Other than Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson not showing up in cameos, the only minor issue with this nutty film is that the action fight scenes might be a bit more plenteous than an old teenager like me needs, but I add that as only a mild precaution, since everyone I saw around me in the theater was undergoing very intense entertainment stress, as most certainly was I. So, let the video games begin, Pilgrim. I direct your attention to other film reviews I've written at TulsaTVMemories.com or under external reviews at the International Movie Database at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.